Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have our esteemed colleague here in Rusty Menzel. Who needs no real introduction, right?
Well, no, I like all the places he works for.
I like the music that just came in because I'm going to give you some hot behind the scenes. I actually saw Too Short play concert in Rome, Georgia one time.
Too Short? Really?
Yeah. And he is short in person. He,
and you needed to show your ID that you were 17 or older to get
I
that
was,
concert.
I think I was 18 or 19. But I needed to go to church right after it was over with, but I enjoyed it, man. It was great.
I was about to say... I was about to look at Dylan and say, Dylan, Rusty needs to, every morning on Thursdays when he gets in, needs to walk in there and say, this is a song I want to rejoin with, because...
It's nothing from Don't Fight the Fever album, I can assure you of that. That Too Short cassette probably put a lot of people into youth groups. Or needed to. But I wore it out. I wore it out, no doubt.
Might have taken him out of youth groups.
I won't comment.
I don't want to hijack a Too Short segment, but I enjoyed
about,
it. I enjoyed
SEC
it.
Football, so
I got four daughters.
So,
thanks,
yeah,
Too Short.
I agree, though.
All I know is how to just move on to the next topic.
Let's go.
Which is the college football playoff rankings are out, and a discussion we were having here on the show, and I've seen it on TV and everything, is about a three-loss team and the possibility of a three-loss team making it into the postseason. And so we are discussing today with Georgia facing Ole Miss, LSU, Alabama.
Yep.
You know, do you view these as elimination games, or do you think a three-loss team
I hate to give Bo credit just as soon as I walk in the door. You loosen your hat up a little bit?
We don't do that here.
I know. I thought, man, if I do that, Mike and Tiffany are going, I'm not going to lose my segment every week.
I'm leaving.
Here's what I'll say.
Tell the truth.
I do think if, just say, example, that Georgia gets beat the next 2 weeks, 35-34, and Tennessee beats them 37-34. They lose two close games.
All right.
I think Georgia, because if Texas wins out, and if Clemson, even though they're not the ACC champion, they went out, you got two quality wins there. I didn't really think about Texas A&M and the scenario that he gave. In that scenario, I think Texas A&M's got a lot of, you know, a lot of leg to stand on. I don't really know how this is going to play out. I didn't want to play. Georgia is – I felt like Georgia had five, quote-unquote, make-or-break games to me. And I felt like at the first of the year, Georgia fans did not want to hear it. College football fans don't want to hear it. I felt like if Georgia went 3-2 in those games, they're going to be in.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
If they go 2-3 in those five games, it's going to depend on what Texas does, because that's a quality win. And Clemson may end up being a little bit better if they run the table.
Will you meet me in the middle, though, and at least saying that if it is a three-loss team from the SEC that's going to be in, the third loss needs to be in the SEC title game?
Probably.
That's kind of where I'm angling. Yeah. And I thought, you're right, Bro brought up a good point about if A&M were to lose in the SEC title game. I think that there is a lot of credence to that. But
yep.
I don't see a three-loss regular season, a 9-3 regular season going to the playoffs.
Yes. Did you see the strength of schedule on the rankings or not? Georgia's ranked number one.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And they should be.
It's not. But I'm saying if they start talking about if Georgia has three regular season losses and two of those, or maybe three of those were on the road. What if they, you know, who knows?
And to be clear, I don't think anybody's saying that Georgia's going to be the three losses.
No, I agree.
Ole Miss has got two, LSU's got two, A&M's got two, Bama's got two, Missouri's got two. It starts getting muddy in the middle.
Here's what they wanted you to do with a 12-team playoff. They wanted you to talk about it.
And yeah.
What are we doing?
They're winning.
We're talking about it. There's a ton of football left. I told one of my buddies this week, I said, man, Georgia's got to win one of these next two. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, if Georgia wins one of these next two, they're in the playoffs. He goes, nobody's talking about winning one of the next. The college football mind,
yeah,
it hasn't transitioned yet.
I agree.
They will in December.
I agree.
They will in December.
I mentioned it the other day. I think this is the most pivotal game of Jalen Milroe's career. I agree with that.
Oh, and this could be Lane Kiffin's.
The good thing about it is that all the games still matter, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, our fear as college football fans, mine anyway,
for a lot
was
of fan bases,
too big of a playoff, regular season doesn't matter. But what's happened is the expansion of these conferences, that all these games, that there's so many good teams in there that you can afford. It is adapting a pro type mentality, but it's still keeping enough college football to differentiate the sport. That's why I don't want, and I'm sure that eventually money will lead it to 16, but I don't want to get there. But I think the 12, if we're going to have more than four, might be good enough.
Well, the biggest difference is you go 11-6 NFL, you're in a good spot.
You're in great shape.
You go 11-6 in college football, and you're talking about spring games.
there's still
a lot of difference there. There's just the thought process of having wiggle room to look and go, reality, Georgia needs to win one of these next two to give themselves a chance.
You
want to win everyone. That's not a change, but there is a – you lose one of these two last year, and you're not making the SEC championship, and you're probably not going to make. Yeah. You're not going to make. You know that you're out.
I do want to bring up obviously this weekend's game, and I don't want to ask a question like what's wrong with Georgia's offense, because that would lead people to think that they are just awful, and they're not. They're just not what they have been.
Not clean.
They're not clean, yeah. Right? So, in your opinion, and because Ole Miss, I brought it up earlier, they are good on defense.
Front seven is nasty.
It is nasty. And I apologize to Ole Miss people because I was not giving them their due credit earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. They are nasty up front. And I think it's easy to say Georgia needs to run the ball more efficiently or protect the passer more efficiently or whatever else it may
be. Sounds good on paper.
Right. That's going to be a tough task this weekend. What do you think Georgia needs to do offensively this weekend to get it done against Ole Miss?
It's crazy for this game. I think both teams kind of match up against weaknesses. I don't think Ole Miss's secondary is great. Their front seven is really good.
Mm-hmm.
What has Georgia had problems with? Their DBs making plays on the ball. Well, they're going to get tested this week.
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of, hey, well, they went and got Quinn Ewers. That's how they're going to play. Well, he doesn't move. Jackson Dart moves.
Yes, he does.
If you miss him, he's going to move the chains on you. And they didn't have to really fear that except a little bit when Arch came in a little bit, and he was a little young for them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That bite of the apple so far. Jackson Dart can really give you some issues. I do like the matchup of Georgia's front seven against Ole Miss. I think last year their offensive line.
They've got a soft spot on O-line for sure.
They've got interior.
Yeah, they've got issues.
They got some issues there. And Georgia got after them really good last year. But, if Carson Beck plays clean, if he plays clean, this could be a shootout. Mm. This could be more than what people think because I think Ole Miss is going to bomb away on Georgia. And I think Georgia's going to take some chunk shots at that secondary because I don't know that Georgia's going to drive dink and dunk and 2 and 3 yard Ole Miss.
I agree.
They're going to have to take some shot plays.
So, Rusty, based on what we saw in Jacksonville last weekend, you know that Florida has to go to Texas this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a noon start, so it's not a – it's a sleepy start, really, for both teams. I'm not a big fan of the noon start.
Yep.
Texas shouldn't be worried at all because the defense that Florida has played the last 4 or 5 weeks kind of sets up to slow down this Texas offense.
Yeah, you're going to find a little bit out about Texas. And for Florida, I mean, I don't know if a team so banged up. Just unbelievable. And listen, I know he practiced. I would be very surprised if Lagway played. You know what I mean? Like, at what point – they had to cart him off, and obviously it didn't look good. And maybe he comes back. I would be surprised if he plays. And you go into this game, and the best thing for you is it's what you call a sleepy start time. You know what I mean? It's not that 7:30 when half of Hollywood stand on the sideline vibe. You know what I mean?
Which is weird that they're all in Austin, Texas these days. Yeah,
they were there, man. And so right it looked like that. A movie opening over there. Yeah. And so – that's what Kirby said. Nobody's here to take pictures, but, it's a little different vibe when they get that sideline going. So I don't know what to expect out of Florida. The defensively, effortly, their effort is tough. I mean, they're playing hard for Billy, and for if I'm making that decision, that says a lot to me and what they've dealt with. They've played their ass off for that dude, and that tells me what that locker room vibe probably is because they could cave it in. And here's – I know we're getting kind of late here, but I'll say this for Ole Miss. Paul Feinbaum said this is the biggest game in Lane Kiffin's career. Very well could be. And I'll say this. He went all in with the boosters. He went all in and said, let's go get these guys. Georgia beat us 52-17. This is what we need to compete, and I need this amount, and we need these players. Well, they went and got them. They lost a bad game to Kentucky.
Mm.
Yeah.
LSU on the road, you can understand that. But
they're
that
better
Kentucky,
than we think now, LSU.
Yes, they are, and then but playing at night there, Mike can tell you that's another subject.
Level.
That's another subject.
Yeah.
But this is a big game for Lane Kiffin because when you got that many transfers, this elimination. If they lose this game, they're out of the playoffs. What's going to happen to that team the rest of the year? Because all those guys are going to be like, man, I came here to play in the playoffs.
Mm.
I didn't come here to beat Mississippi State on Thanksgiving night. Like, what are these guys going to do? What's this team going to do? There's a lot going on. This game is starting. I think the Georgia fan base is starting to realize there is a lot of storylines in this one.
I want to open it up broadly in talking about the playoff rankings.
Yep.
And so you had a team like Boise State sitting in the 12th seed. But we were discussing the other day, too, just about teams that are undefeated like an Army.
Yep.
What do you see for those teams like that, their chances? Because you look at the strength of competition, all that factors into it too. That, a team like Army, if they stay undefeated,
they deserve to be in.
Yeah.
And nobody in America wants them to be in. Everybody's rooting for Army, but no team wants to play them. No
fan base
wants to play them.
Depends on if your fan base is in the playoffs or not.
Yeah. Everybody. If you're not in the playoffs, you're like, I hope Miami plays them. I hope Miami gets chop blocked for four quarters. I love that storyline. I love the Boise State's involved. I love that we're talking about those guys because if we're last year and previous time, we're not talking about any. It's a cute story. Like Army's undefeated. That's nice. Who's going to get them in that New Year's Eve 6 game?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Who don't want to play Army in the Cotton Bowl? You know what I mean? Yeah. Now you could play them in an elimination game. So that's where the storyline is. And, I've been doing this long enough. You guys have been in sports. There's so much left. But the storyline of Boise being in the conversation and Army being in the conversation is exactly why they're at 12 right now.
And a lot of us, fan like hardcore, we're praying for Boise or maybe even Army to beat Notre Dame, because we would love to see one of those Cinderella teams just upset somebody. Just
kind of like March Madness.
I don't think that any of those teams have the depth to get into the semis and the finals, but they dang sure could scare somebody in a first round game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Up, yeah.
That really scare
That's
somebody.
All you want.
Army
That's what
ain't
you
getting
want.
An off week either, because they'd go right through. They'd play conference title. Dude. They'd go play Navy, and they'd go right into
They're
it.
They're at so. West Point. They don't need off days.
You don't have to do weekend duty.
Real quick before we let you go, we got to bring up LSU and Alabama this weekend. This is the night game that Lane Kiffin was so upset about. Yep. I said it earlier. I think this is the biggest game of Jalen Milroe's career. I think because you're going to get Mercer, then Oklahoma, then Auburn. Yep. But if you can win this game, you have a path to the playoff, and I think that Jalen Milroe will be remembered differently if he ends up in the playoff 2 years in a row.
SEC champ, two wins over Georgia, a win at LSU at night.
I think if you fail, I think a lot more questions are being asked about his marriage with Kalen DeBoer, what his future looks like, everything else. Can Alabama stop LSU's passing game, I guess, is my biggest question, and what do you think you'll see out of Jalen Milroe this weekend?
Man, it's hot and cold. You know what I mean? He's not turning the ball over. It's decision-making with him. Everybody knows. I wonder how they're using him. Can they make him fit into their scheme? Because I saw it for a half, and I saw what they did to Georgia. And I will say this, though. Everybody that's played them since that half, they've backed off.
For
Georgia
sure.
went full, like, we're going to attack him like Michigan did. Well, he had you down by four touchdowns. So everybody else was like, I'm not doing that. So then you start putting it in, like, he's got to be a little more accurate in the intermediate routes. Decision things, because nobody throws a better deep ball than Jalen Milroe. I mean, that thing drops in the basket on you. And so at night, can he do it there? And here's the thing too, Nussmeier, he's not going to hurt you with his legs. And what I've seen typically out of Georgia and what I've seen at Alabama in history, if they know where a guy's going to be, they're going to go get him. And that's where I'm concerned for LSU. But I think that game, not to cop out, it's going to be who's the best quarterback in that game.
I agree.
Who plays best?
I agree.
I think in the Ole Miss game, it's going to be who plays cleaner. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know that Georgia's going to put it all on Carson Beck.
Should they.
Or Ole Miss is going to put it all on Jackson Dart. Like, you got –
that's their guy.
Because their two running backs are tiny. They've got some problems up front. And he is going to have to get rid of the football because Georgia's going to come after him.
That's a good point.
Right, so you say it again.
What?
What you said earlier.
What is it?
That I was right.
Get out of here.
You see, he turned his hat around. He turned his hat around.
Say it again.
Man.
You know what?
I gave him all that credit. Now you look like Spanky. Yeah. I mean, man.
And you get to leave. We're stuck here for another.
I'm sorry, man. I come in here stirring it up.
For another like 40 minutes. Thanks a lot. Hey. Appreciate it.
Have your people get in touch with my people.
Game recognized game, right, Rusty?
Oh.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.